Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 8th November 2023, where I take your calls. Chance in West Virginia, you're up first. Chance, share your thoughts.
Howdy, gentlemen. Howdy. Jimbo. Now let me see if I really got this straight now. People who want a ceasefire, anti-Semitic. Those countries you mentioned boycotting Israel, anti-Semitic, with probably more countries to follow suit shortly, anti-Semitic. You know, with over 7 billion people on planet Earth, are we to really believe that the whole entire world is suddenly anti-Semitic? Of course, with the exception of all the Christian Zionists, all the U.S. politicians, Rishi Sunak, Emmanuel Macron, and Olaf Scholz, but everybody else is anti-Semitic. Isn't that amazing, Jimbo?
It is amazing. It is amazing. If you go to my blog and check out Jim the Conspiracy Guy, the 65 shows, and you look at my lengthy study about World War II and the official narrative, historical fact or mass illusion, you'll find it concludes with an interview Amy Goodman did with a former minister of education for Israel, who, when Amy brings up criticism of Israel, she explains to Amy, it's a trick. If there's criticism of Israel in Europe, we bring up the Holocaust. If there's criticism of Israel in the United States, it's called anti-Semitic. She admits it's a trick. And we know the Holo hoax is just a fabrication. That only 296,081 actually died in all the camps combined, none of whom died from being put to death in gas chambers using Zyklon B, which, by the way, is a mild form of cyanide and was used to de-louse the camp inmates for this, because the body lice were spraying typhus and dysentery in the camps for the obvious reason you can't get work out of a corpse. So they were actually using Zyklon B to de-louse and preserve the health of the inmates. The story is just ridiculous beyond words. Chance,
right.
More from
now,
you.
You know, my question, Jimbo, is this. If these lunatics decide to label the vast majority of the world as anti-Semites, I think they got something big planned to come down on everybody. What do you think?
Well, I mean, look, the U.S. is doing all this recruiting, right? I mean, I think it's going to fall flat. Who wants to go to join the army to defend Israel when it's committing genocide? Basically, you're a proponent of genocide. I don't think we're that dumb. I think we're pretty dumb, but I don't think we're that dumb. And the whole
I don't know, Jimbo. There's plenty of idiots out here with more to spare. Thanks for taking my call, Jimbo.
Always, Chance. Glad to hear from you. Bruce in Texas. Bruce, give me your thoughts, Bruce.
Hey, hello, Jim. I'm just going to toss a few things out there and see what you think. Is it funny how the election this time around, when it's at the state level, they had the results the same night?
Say that again.
Yeah, the results for the election, the election results came out almost before midnight in Texas. What happened to having to count every ballot and all that stuff that takes days, weeks, you know?
I didn't see or haven't seen, I'm going to go into this in greater detail tomorrow, any results that made me think that the elections aren't still being rigged by the Democrats. And as I explained, Obama made it possible for DHS to manipulate the outcome right down to the precinct level. So, as I've said, too, and you've heard it more than once, the Republicans could put Jesus Christ on the ticket and still lose if we can't get rid of these voting machines and the other ways they're stealing elections. I mean, Bruce, it's insulting.
Yeah, it is. And just on Monday, reading an article on a poll that came out that showed that Trump is way ahead of Biden. But then all of a sudden, on the next day, everyone turns towards a Democrat. Isn't that strange?
Yes.
Yeah. And anyone who needs to argue or argue a point about, you know, Israel and what's going on in Gaza, just make this point here. The International Criminal Court has put out arrest warrants for Putin and this woman, who I don't have her name, but she's like a social worker in charge of taking care of children in the Donbass. Arrest warrants to them for hijacking or for kidnapping children, for moving them away from the bunker. These are ethnic Russian children. They didn't go into the deepest of Ukraine and kidnap kids. On the other hand, Netanyahu is murdering by the thousands of children, and where's the International Criminal Court on him? Isn't that strange?
I agree. There have been petitions now, I gather, submitted to the ICC. We'll see what it does. Bruce says a pretty minimal effort because it's just a symbolic gesture. They don't have any divisions to bring against even genocide. But it has symbolic significance. We'll see what happens. Further thoughts, Bruce?
Yeah, one more before I go. Remember Kanye West and all this stuff a couple of years ago and how it made such a huge uproar? And now you don't hear a word about him now. He's been pretty much a deep person on the internet. But I think he did have an effect, and we're seeing that now where the left, you know, the BLM, the grassroots, let's say, or the middle management of BLM, and people in Congress who identify as persons of color, well, they see what's going on in Israel, and they're standing up to the Israeli lobby and to the Israeli influence in Congress. I think he had an effect that's coming on, you know, with this situation. What do you think?
That'll
open some people's eyes.
Yeah. I think, Bruce, a final thought?
That's all I have.
Glad to have you. Always, Bruce. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
Josh.
Hey, I got one more thing. You check your inbox in your mail. This is Hezbollah, which is an Israeli EMS organization that's actually worldwide. The leader of it in Israel has raised $27 million during this Gaza incident. He is the one pushing out atrocity porn. It's just nuts.
I mean,
he's the one that says that Eli Beer is his name.
He's a settler zealot, right, who makes up all this bullshit about the 40 beheaded babies and all that.
All that, baking them in ovens and all this. It's crazy. And, you know, remember Michael Hastings, when he had his accident, the first responders on the scene were Hezbollah. Not even the Los Angeles Fire Department beat Hezbollah to the scene. I find that very strange.
Yeah, well, you would want to cover up, contaminate, whatever the evidence. Yeah, that was outrageous. I used to have a Mercedes. They're designed so the engine block drops to the ground in case of a collision. Now, he allegedly ran into a tree, but the engine block was like 100 feet away. I'm telling you, that meant there was an explosive there. That was most certainly no accident, as you well know, Bruce. Thanks for the call. Joshua in New York. Joshua, join the conversation.
Hi. I'm calling in regards to, have you ever heard of music is liquid architecture, and architecture is frozen music?
No. Tell me more about the thought.
Right? Yeah. That sounds amazing, right? Like, I never thought of that before, but I think there's something to it. Have you ever heard about the cathedrals and that? You know how, like, they have the churches with the organs and that, and the piano things, and the music, because the way the cathedrals are made, the architecture, they were able to play the organ, the piano thing, in a way, and the music would bounce off, and it could, like, heal people's souls. So have you ever heard of that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's absolutely correct about that.
Music? So think about it.
History and design of cathedrals. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so think about that.
Joshua, you got
that
more.
Architecture, go ahead. That architecture, right, is helping to bounce off the music. Now, if music is liquid architecture and architecture is frozen music, that's going to make a good bounce off, right? You know what I mean? Like, in a scientific way.
But Joshua, Don't take an abstract idea or a metaphor and treat it as though it were concrete. I mean, literally, music isn't literally, you know, architecture. Architecture isn't literally music. So, I mean, it's a metaphor intended to
stimulate. No, it's not. You're right, It said architecture's frozen music, and music is liquid architecture.
Not literally true. It's metaphorical, and you know, metaphorically, it's very interesting.
So when you build a song, how do you build a song? How do you make a song?
Joshua, come on, give me a break. What is your point?
When you're making a building, is it not like a symphony almost? Can you not like?
You can draw comparisons. You can draw comparisons, and when you write an essay and a whole host of other things, when you paint a painting.
Hold on. All right, Alexa, what is music? Hold on.
That was on a Hustler Radio.
Alexa, what is music?
Music is generally defined as the art of arranging sound to create some combination of form, harmony, melody, rhythm, or otherwise expressive content.
Alexa, what is architecture?
Architecture is the art of designing and building structures that serve various purposes. It combines art, science, and technology to create built environments that are functional and aesthetically pleasing.
Okay, so I guess with music, you use science, technology, and mathematics in a way to make that. And then music is a combination of form and structure and combination of whatever else just said there. So if you combine it right, correctly, I've been drinking, then it's like music obviously forms like a building, and then, you know, like architecture,
it's a comparison.
Joshua,
one's an arrangement of sounds, the other's an arrangement of material. They ain't the same, right? So, you know, it's a intriguing thought, but it's not.
Like I said, though, the one's material and one's sound, but yet how do you make sound through material, and how does material get formed through sound, right? You can't create a building without sound.
We got it. Do you have a final thought, Joshua?
Yeah. What kind of music do you like? I want your top five songs, and I'll take it off the air. I want your top. You can answer it towards the end if you want to think about it. You don't got to answer right now.
Okay.
You want to get top five songs before the show is over. Before the show is over.
I'll have to ponder that. But thank you for the call. Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. Thank you so much for giving us your listen line for Revolution Radio for your show today with Layla. By the way, I never miss one of your shows on RBN. I have a landline, no internet, no TV, which I don't want. But without a listen line, I can't access those. So I really was grateful. And it was a fabulous interview. And you were right. I didn't want to call in to interrupt her flow. She was just, it was just great. I didn't want to miss anything. And so I really thank you for that. And then I hope you'll let us know whom you're going to have for the next interview or whenever. Well, just let us know. And I've got
Kathleen, that's great. I really appreciate that. Actually, I'm having a guy with an extensive military background talk about, you know, military aspects of what's going on in the Middle East on Friday. His name is Mike Sparks. That might not interest you as much, but I'll let people know. I mean, I really appreciate that, Kathleen. That's very, very thoughtful, and I'm so glad you enjoyed the show. I thought she was wonderful, too. I got a couple calls immediately after the show, just rave reviews.
Oh, she was great, and you were great just to let her go. And then she did say something about Einstein, that you can't get the picture of him with his tongue out and his hair, you know, weird. But Dr. Lorraine Day, drday.com, She wrote a book called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why. It is fabulous. It's a horror story, but it was great. And that picture's in there. So
is it now? I'm a big fan of Lorraine Day. She was among the very first to call out at Boston how there was no blood there, that you had images of the alleged victims lying on the ground and there was no blood. They were missing arms and legs, and she made this stellar point that you cannot have arms and legs blown off by explosive without not being any blood. The blood only showed up later. I initially thought it came out of tubes. It came out of these little orange duffel bags. I've done so much on this, including, of course, the whole book. I mean, it was elaborate. They used amputee actors. Would you believe, Kathleen? Amputee actors. So, yeah, they had bodies there with missing arms and legs, but it wasn't because the explosive, which were puff bombs. As a former artillery officer in the Marine Corps, they weren't powerful enough to kill anybody unless you were actually sitting on top of them. For example, there were a bunch of banners around the storefront where one went off, and those banners weren't even shredded by any shrapnel, meaning it wasn't even powerful enough to cut cloth or silk banners, much less kill anybody. I mean, it's a farce. Lorraine Day has been outspoken and champion on so many issues. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, well, she had pictures in that same book, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why. And she also, she had pictures of that, a Boston so-called bombing, and the so-called amputees, and the crisis actors, similar here and there. And then Sandy Hook thing, just terrific. And she also has a book called Who Rewrote the Bible? And she has a Bible study every Monday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and that's drday.com, and which I can no longer listen to because I'm dependent on a listen line, and she had Zoom.
And
that was great, but then they threw her off because of hate speech, and she asked them, well, what was the hate speech? And it's about Jesus.
Or Chris, it must be the Scofield Bible, which I get was rewritten, a version of the Bible rewritten from a Zionist point of view. Kathleen, you're making excellent, excellent points, and I'm, as I say, a huge fan. A final thought?
I would love it if you could have Dr. Lorraine Day sometime as a guest, either on RBN or Revolution whatever.
Yeah, Revolution Radio. I'll pursue that. I'm a huge fan. I'd love to have her, and I'm doing, making that an interview show because we don't really have the time here to cover all the news and take all the calls. But on Revolution Radio, I will invite her. I will invite her, Kathleen.
Oh, great.
She's wonderful. I'm a huge fan.
Maybe you could talk her into having a listen line like yours so people like me can hear her Bible study.
Well, that's the same listen line for all my shows on Revolution Radio, Kathleen.
That's wonderful.
That listen line works for all of my shows on Studio B on Revolution Radio. Thank you, Kathleen. Great talk.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind and open up the doors.
My name is John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, Kathleen's call was a perfect preface for my next caller. Layla, you got a lot of fans. You just were wonderful today. Your thoughts?
I'm grateful for a chance to explain a little bit about what I know to be accurate with regard to Palestine. And I want to thank you, Kathleen. That was those were very kind comments. Thank you. The reason I'm calling right now, Jim, is I'm just outraged. The first time I heard or read Blinken saying, oh, well, we have to decide now what we're going to do with Gaza after we empty out Gaza and what we're going to do with the critters that are left behind. You know, I thought maybe he should store them in the attic or put them in the basement. Or, hey, how about the shed in the backyard? What the hell does he think the Gazan people are? How dare this American Secretary of State, this fraud, think that he can decide what he's going to do. He's going to make the political decision for the Hamas again on who's going to run their lives or be their government, and that's why they're punishing them, because they made their choice, and Jimmy Carter monitored it. He didn't dictate. He monitored it. He monitored the election, and the people chose Hamas because a boss is corrupt and easily manipulated by Israel. As a matter of fact, as soon as Hamas was elected, a boss and Israel and Jordan and Egypt all decided they were going to undermine Hamas. They were going to ensure that it would fail. And when it did not fail, they planted someone within Hamas to create this so-called atrocity so they'd have an excuse to go in and not only kill Hamas, but punish the people who had the audacity to practice an imitation of democracy the way the Americans practice it, or the way this set of Americans practice it, and punish them for daring not to make the right choice. Forgive me, I'm just so outraged. He's reiterating.
No. Your outrage is justifiable, Layla. Anthony Blinken is a Zionist Jew masquerading as an American statesman. He's a phony. He's a shill. He's just a pawn. Bibi Netanyahu is trying to do a psyop now by think about not the slaughter going on now, but what happens after, so we no longer think about the slaughter going on now. It's a psyop.
It's an outrage. They made the decision for me on the eve of my birth. The world was deciding that I was not going to have the life I had by right, by birthright. It was going to be taken away from me and given to a bunch of junkie people from the ghettos of Europe. That's what they are, the white trash of Europe. Semi-white. By the way, Arab guys, Jeremy and Patrick Slattery, Arabs are Caucasoid. They're not a brown-skinned people. If they have any darker skin in them, it's because they had enough respect for the Africans that came into their circle and they accepted them, and some of them married into them. My class would never marry them. In my class, the leaders of our tribe always had to approve a marriage union because they wanted to make sure that diseases, mental illness, criminal activity, if anybody came from a family where there was criminal activity, the young people in that family would have trouble finding a marriage partner. And the elders of our tribe would make sure that they preserved the whiteness, I'll say it, the whiteness of those of us in Judah. Now, if that's from the biblical tradition, likely so. Because up until the Yiddishers came from Europe and brought the Western habits of sexual perversion and all the other crap that the Europeans practiced after they became perverted by these Yiddishers, up until then, virtue was the issue. So I'm sorry I'm angry, but he's still repeating it. These Arabs, these so-called Arab leaders, haven't told him to shut up and let the people of Hamas make their own decision. That's because they're afraid. They're colluding with them, too.
Even St. Thomas Aquinas observed that the lack of anger in the face of injustice is a moral failing. So your anger is totally appropriate. They're trying to spin an impression as though the Israelis are acting, you know, as decent human beings when they're monsters, and the whole world sees it, Layla, I guarantee
all
you.
You know what? I'm now even. You know how I used to say we should not blame Jews for the actions of Israelis? I'm sorry. It's the Jews of North America who, with money and support and votes, enabled Israel to do what it's doing now. So there is no innocent Jew. You are all guilty. Anyone who supports them. I take back anything nice I've ever said about Jews. They're all guilty.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much. And everyone, I'm going to have the show with Layla posted tomorrow, and I'll leave a link here, just as I have how to listen. I put it in our notes for today's show. We'll be right back. It's all right.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Song. We got Francis in North Carolina standing by. Francis, join the conversation.
Hey, young man. Well, I was going to have one simple point or two, but it seemed to exploded since the some of the commentary I've heard so far. Well, anyway, first off, if everybody in the world is against Jewish people and they're viewed as anti-Semites, I think that people that are spewing this garbage need to take their anti-Semitism and shove it up their backside. I mean,
yes.
It's just absolutely absurd trying to pass a guilt trip of their own making onto other people. I don't swallow that garbage. And they're picking the wrong mama to do it, too. So with that out of the way,
Francis, just to appreciate your point, you're talking about distinguishing between the Zionist Jews and the Jews, because there are plenty of Jews like occupied Grand Central Terminal a week ago in protest against a genocide. There must have been well over 1,000 Jews who were protesting the genocide. They were Jews against genocide, and we don't want to lump them in the same collection, a group, as those who are supportive of genocide. So I think your point is impeccable.
Wow. Good deal. As for an earlier call, I thought it was fascinating of having to ask a machine for the definition of certain terminology. Whatever happened to a dictionary? Whatever happened to a written word? I don't get this. I mean, to each their own, But personally, I don't need a machine telling me what this and what that is when I can use my own brain and look at a page in a dictionary, regardless if I have to crisscross between dictionaries to get a definition. I just thought that was rather comical, so I appreciate the sentiment. I feel bad that I did miss the chat with Layla, for that matter, so I'm going to have to try to look that up to listen to the show for that matter. You go, gal. I have to love her. I mean, at least she talks from the heart, and that's this day and time, that's rare. That's very rare.
Yeah. Yes.
As for this thing about drag, well, they call it transgender. To me, it's just another word, a fancy word for drag queens in the military, whether it's male or female or whatever have you. I cannot blame a young man that's serving in the military, does not want to be in the same trench with a drag queen, that's debating about what kind of nail polish they're going to use for the next person they shoot. I mean, come on. I realized that they were probably tempted to go into military and say, well, we'll give you the money that you can go and change your sex. We'll give you the money to go get a whole new wardrobe. We'll give you money for this, money for that. You know what? If you survive the military, then with all your limbs intact, then you might be able to use that money for something viable, worthwhile for the family and yourself. But as far as, you know, there's a good chance that you're going to lose something when you go into the military. So contemplate that thought wisely. I don't care if you're a drag queen, if you're a transsexual, and you're looking to change your sex or whatever. That's your business. But don't broadcast it all over the bloody place and think other people are interested in your plight in life. You're an adult.
Yeah.
Use your head for something more than a crack. But aside from that, meanwhile, get ready for the new moon. Oh, do, 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 do. Go figure. But with that, I'll have a green olive, not rainbow, with my margarita. You choose the flavor. Oh, and a pina colada for the folks in Gaza. I mean, they've been through, literally, I hate to use the terminology, but they've been through hell and back. And it's absolutely outrageous.
And it's ongoing, and they're trying to distract us to think as though it's all over when it's only just begun. Slaughter has just begun. We can do something about it now. The question is, will we? Francis, wonderful call, as always. Thank you.
Y'all play hard. Later.
You got it. Thanks. Scott in Arizona. Scott, join the conversation.
Yeah. Turkey's in NATO, is that correct?
Yes.
So, and Israel's not. So, if Turkey goes to war with Israel, by treaty, we have to back Turkey. I mean, if Turkey and Israel go to war, we'll have to back Turkey by treaty.
Well, presumably it would be if Israel attacked Turkey, but rather than Turkey attacking Israel, it's a defensive pact. To defend an attack on one is an attack on all. But you're making a very good point, namely because Turkey is a member of NATO. This is a real predicament for NATO. I think it spells the end of NATO, frankly.
Yeah. Who's going to stay in the treaty if we attack our own people in the treaty? Are we going to go to war with Europe? Join Putin and go attack NATO?
The U.S. is the problem, Scott, because the U.S. is on the wrong side here. The U.S. is supporting genocide. Unfortunately, we've committed genocide before, Vietnam being a recent example, but Iraq is another, Afghanistan is another. We have quite a history of being on the wrong side of these issues.
The Plains Indians, the genocide of the Indians didn't stop until the Christian Americans stood up and said, no more. You're not going to murder all those Indians.
Yeah.
That's when it stopped.
We took out somewhere between 16 and 20 million of them, sad to say. And they were the original inhabitants of North America, just as the Palestinians were the original inhabitants of Palestine.
Well, we'll debate the thing about the Indians in America someday, but I think the Celts were here first. Anyway, but yeah, that NATO thing, ponder that.
Yeah,
we're going to
that's a great point. That's a great point. I'm sure it's going to become a major political issue. Do you have a final thought? Yeah, do you have a final thought?
That's it. We'll just make this NATO point a major.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be a big deal, and it's going to blow up very, very fast. So you've anticipated, I think, a major development politically. Thank you for the call. Mike in Iowa. Mike, join the conversation.
Yeah, Mr. Fetzer. Hello, Mr. Fetzer?
Yes, hello? I'm here. I'm here.
I was only calling because Andrew Carrington Hitchcock has placed a message from Dr. Lorraine Day's publisher that she is not doing well, and she is slipping in and out of consciousness, and we need to pray for her.
Good. I think I'm an agnostic, but I'm willing to pray for Dr. Day. I think she is wonderful.
Well,
I adore the woman.
I do too. And I was just passing that Andrew Carrington had placed that message from Rockford Press on his webpage.
I'm glad you called in to share that, Mike. Do you have other thoughts you'd like to add of your own?
No. I just wanted to tell everyone about that, and maybe some of your callers or listeners would have more current information. It's been up there for a few days. So thank you, Mr. Fetzer.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much for adding about Dr. Day. We are praying for her. Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, join the conversation. Glad to have you back.
Hi, Jim. Yeah, that's exactly what I called in about for Kathleen and everyone. A very important announcement, and I told Mike, and he's posting it to the RBN site. November 2nd, our Lorraine Day lost consciousness, and she's in and out of consciousness and near death, is what they're saying. Yeah,
she's,
so everyone pray for her.
Not only have I been a fan of hers, but she's been a supporter of me in my efforts. So, I'm very touched.
Tell you, I have a show on Sunday, right? And she was my third Sunday of the month guest. And we had several visits. And in August, she had a family emergency. So she said she wouldn't be doing the Monday night Bible studies and then kept in contact with me. And she was planning to perhaps do this month, this third Sunday. We kept in touch. But the Bible studies, Kathleen, you haven't been missing because they haven't been going on. So there's that. But I really miss them. They were high point of my week on Monday night. And, so everyone pray for her. She turned 86 on February 24th.
Yep. 86. Wonderful.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Wonderful woman. Wonderful. God-fearing and...
I'll be 83 in almost exactly a month on the 6th of December, and I just say she has been wonderful.
Yep.
And she and Layla are examples of strong, intelligent, courageous women who have made a difference, Murr. I'm very pleased.
Go ahead. Layla's thing with you will also be on BitChute, I imagine, right? You put it on there, too?
Yeah, sure, of course.
I'll post that in the chat rooms. And Hamas was created by Israel, and I think I sent that to you, and it tells where that came from, but there's no link left. They took that down, of course, but so that's something good to read on air. I read it on air about a month ago when I first learned of it, but it needs to be kept circulating because they're using this, and there was no attack by Hamas. There was no attack in Israel. We have people from over there telling that, and I had a clip from a fellow that actually worked on the Israeli-Gaza border, and he said, if you believe they attacked, I have a bridge to sell you,
You mean you're telling me it was all made up? It was just a fantasy they've sold through the media, which they control?
Right. And what's with the 1,400? You sure it's not six million?
I'm tired
of their lies. It was just an excuse to do what they're doing now.
Murr, if you've got that statement about the founding of Hamas, you'd be welcome to share it now. I don't have a caller lined up behind you. You would have the time to do it.
I don't have front of me. My computer's in another room, and I have a short line on my landline here, so I definitely would otherwise. Sorry about that. But I'll send it to you, and so if you have time, to read it.
Or, Murr, you could call back.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. But I just want to get
that
in.
I'm glad you called in. And Lorraine Day has just been a wonderful force for good. So I'm very pleased you gave us that update, although I'm very unhappy about the content, needless to add.
And you can find it on her site, drday.com. There's the alert right there from the Rockford Files.
Yes.
And of course, they're asking no one call in for orders or, you know, they're a little overwhelmed right now, and they will be getting orders out, you know, as they can. But, but she has someone with her all the time, of course, so just we need a lot of prayers for her. And, if there's time left, I'll go see if I can grab that and bring it up here and read it.
Do it.
Okay,
thanks,
I'll get off the phone.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you called. Thank you so very much. I began talking about this piece on the four wars. China's grand strategy to take over the global scene depends on bogging the U.S. down in four wars at once. And then we had a break. Let me continue. How's it working so far? Pretty darn well. Amazingly, China hardly had to lift a finger to make it happen, though it did write some blank checks to the soulless old gifter sitting in the White House. Our country has arranged its collapse and downfall masterfully on its own. Layla's here. Layla, go ahead. You want to talk about the founding of Hamas?
I just wanted to thank everyone for their support, but the issue with regard to Hamas, you're not going to find a written contract here. We agree to take money from you to pretend to be that we're actually Arabs who want to attack poor little Israel. We know we have to do it by logical deduction. That's what Israel, the Jews, the Zionists have always done. They created the Holocaust. They appointed the people to play out the whole game. They take over everything. We don't have any contract between the Zionists and the media that says, yeah, we're your official propaganda outlets. You'll pay us this much.
Yeah.
Or this is what you'll give us in return for our... There's no contract. There's nothing. There's no documentation. We've got to use our brains. We've got to learn to identify our enemies and those who intend to destroy us. That's all.
Of course.
Anything. Now, what
of
I
course.
Said about Jews, I can't help but wonder. If Jews are worried about being attacked, are they putting on a show of public sympathy? So, we Jews in America, we're loyal to America. We're not pro-Zionists. I'm not saying that. Actually, I'm sorry, if you're a Jew and you have ever supported Israel, ever visited Israel and spent money there and taken advantage of the free birthright trip, another junket to Israel, to the fantasy land of Israel, I'm sorry, you're guilty, you're complicit, you've supported, you've contributed to the crime.
Okay, Layla, they have blown the victimhood role completely. They are acting toward the Palestinians the way they claim the Nazis acted toward them in World War II.
Yes,
we know
that
scenario was not correct, but this one is all too real, sad to say. Layla, I can't thank you enough for calling back.
Right in front of our eyes. It's right in front of our eyes. We can see it already.
Yep.
We don't need documents, affidavits, or anything. We know what you're doing.
Layla, thank you again. I so appreciate every one of your calls. Reese in New York. Reese, you're calling late. I'd like you to be calling earlier so we have more time, but what's on your mind, Reese?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't listen to much talk radio anymore, Jim, and I just happened to get out of a diner, so I had to call. I think the truth matters. I don't like myself, if I come on a broadcast, I cite facts that are helpful. I notice most talk radio is descended into people venting, just venting about things. There's not really much helpful facts or history provided, except Layla. Layla does a great job. Peter from California does an excellent job. There's a couple of callers that bring out excellent history, so I try to do that. Now, let me just mention, Layla, and I was nice to hear her talk about Marquis de Lafayette. During the American Revolution, you know, he was a very good friend of General George Washington. As a matter of fact, most people don't know that Lafayette, who was a very respected French statesman, he also fought in the French Revolution, against the revolutionaries there, that he was with George Washington during like Valley Forge, some of the great battles. Now that says something when Marquis de Lafayette said the eighth wonder of the world should be George Washington's character. I mean, for a man of his stature to praise George Washington to that degree is simply something that words, you know, could not express what that means to me. And by the way, those that have heard that George Washington, another popular myth, because I like debunking popular myths, is that George Washington was the Jesuit. You know, John Eric Phelps puts this nonsense out. George Washington was given an honorary Masonic degree. Honorary. He said in speeches and in his writings that you could look up that he hadn't been in a Masonic lodge in 30 years at the time when he was president. And he could have been easily proven a liar if that hadn't been the case. Now, Bill Casey. Bill Casey, I heard it mentioned twice, he was not a Jesuit. Bill Casey attended Fordham University, and like countless thousands of other people, that does not make him a Jesuit, nor the other attendees and graduates of Fordham. To become a Jesuit, you have to attend a seminary and obtain a doctorate. As a matter of fact, Bill Casey, and I mentioned this on a previous broadcast, his family descended from, I'm sorry for the word, people, it was called Niger, Negro Land in Africa. That's what they called it on the west slave coast of Africa. And that's why I know he's a Jew, because he came from ground zero of the slave trading. Now, as far as the Catholic Church goes, I heard some other guy come on, I think the name Kaminsky rings a bell, that was saying that the Catholic Church was the creation of Jews, which is laughable. I mean, if you ever told that to Dr. E. Michael Jones, he would have a good belly laugh. The Catholic Church was the greatest bulwark against the perfidy of Jews from the time, basically, of the Byzantine era. So if it wasn't like, for instance, for Pope Urban and King Baldwin holding back the Islamic invasion of Europe, those of you listening right now, when you look in the mirror, you would see someone that looks like an Egyptian or a Turk, because your ancestors would have been raped by the invading Muslims that were held off also by King Sobieski of Poland and his winged hussars. So, Jim, the truth matters. And I've put together a narrative of all these things with the occult secret societies. I see it all panning out now with Gaza in Israel. And I believe we're going to see Albert Pike's third vision of that third war come to pass. And Bruce, I don't know if you have any feedback. I'd like to hear it.
No, I just want to say this was a very good call. And, you know, continue with calls of this quality. Okay. I'll be very glad to have more from you. But right now I got three or four more standing by, Reese, so I got the I can't continue the, but I'm glad you called. It was a good call, Reese. Thank you very much. Frank in New York. Frank, join the conversation. Frank.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick here. You know, Jim, you mentioned earlier that the Army's starting to show commercials with all white people in it, which is a rarity these days.
Yeah,
white people in any kind of commercial, okay? But it's kind of funny. Hopefully the post office will pick up on that. I saw a commercial about 2 months ago from the post office, okay? They showed, I think, like a half a dozen people. The only white person that was in it, okay, was a blonde-haired girl, and you didn't see her face. You just saw a blonde-haired ponytail. But they had an Asian, they had a black, they had an Indian, they had Hispanic. You know, they touched all of the bases, but, you know, they didn't have a white male in it at all. They did have one white female, but like I said, you didn't see her face. But hopefully they'll come around the way the Army has, and I'll let you get going because I know you got more calls, and thanks for taking mine. Well, have a good day.
Well, Frank, that was a very, very good call. Very appropriate, very timely. Thank you for the call, Frank. Caesar in New York. Caesar, join the conversation.
Yeah, Jim, how are you today?
Good.
Yeah, Jim, according to the ICT papers, Hamas was legally registered in Israel in 1978 under the auspices of Menachem Begin and by Sheikh, I believe, Ahmed Yassin, a political disciple of Hassan al-Banna, puppet founder of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood is an equally Zionist organization whose own origins were directly and fully funded by the Rothschild Suez Canal Company from 1928. Both organizations have masqueraded as Islamic. Muslim Brotherhood continues to do so today. So Hamas was massively and directly funded by Israel from its inception, I believe, at least until 2012, and thereafter through Qatar. It initially widened its base of supporters and sympathizers by social work designed to win the hearts, and continues to act for Israel as an excuse for Israel to bomb Gaza.
Yes.
And your thoughts?
Caesar, I think that's excellent. I mean, Menachem Begin, man, he was an ultimate Zionist Jew, man. He described as other people like insects, you know. He himself made outrageous statements that are typify the attitude of the Zionist supremacists. I mean, he was the archetype. So that if he was involved in founding Hamas, you know it was for an illicit or improper purpose to create divisions among the Palestinians. My understanding is that Yasser Arafat was so popular and had so much loyalty, they wanted to create an alternative with Hamas. They probably didn't like the label of Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO. So they've succeeded that with the PA, the Palestinian Authority, and Hamas. And this guy, Abbas, it was an attempt to assassinate him just yesterday. I think people have figured out that he's just a Zionist shill. I think he has a very short life expectancy, as I see it. Caesar, a final thought.
Well, listen, I don't know anymore what to believe because there's so much disinformation and so much smoke and so much mirrors that you just can't believe anything you hear anymore. You just can't.
Right. Right. Got it. Caesar, you're right to be skeptical. Yeah, wonderful call. Very, very appreciated. Paul in Michigan, join the conversation.
Yeah, Jim, I've been told that 90% of the Jews in Israel today are Ashkenazi agnostics.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You said you were an agnostic yourself, but only 10% of the Jews are practicing Orthodox Jews. And
yes.
The Bible in Revelation says in the first couple of chapters there, in the end times in Israel, a Jew will not be a Jew. And I think a lot of these Ashkenazi Jews are Jews in name only and not by blood. What do you think about that?
Yeah. No. That's absolutely right. I mean, the point's been made repeatedly that the present occupants of Israel are descendants from the Ukrainian region, which is why they want Ukraine to be the new Israel. Thanks. A great call, Paul. Thank you all. Spend as much time as you can. Family, friend, the people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left.
I just need someone to love.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.